The state has taken a step to enable enforcement of smoke regulations in Fairbanks. The Department of Environmental Conservation has begun issuing air quality advisories on days when fine particulate pollution levels exceed federal standards. The borough monitors local air quality and issues its own advisories, but its power to regulate use of home heating appliances such as wood stoves was eliminated by voters last fall. DEC Acting Air Quality Division Director Alice Edwards says that's forced the state to step up its role.
The DEC advisories provide another way for people to find out the status of the local air quality. It also allows DEC the ability to follow up on certain compliance concerns that are related to opacity from wood-fired heating devices.
Edwards says a state regulation limits dense smoke emissions when air quality is poor.
It states that visible emissions from a wood-fired heating device shall not exceed 50% opacity for more than 15 minutes in an hour in an area when an air quality advisory has been is in effect. So in order for us to follow up on opacity concerns, which have been expressed by many citizens in the community, we need to make sure we have these advisories in effect.
She says the state is following up with some polluters, including around the Wood River School, where there have been numerous air quality complaints. She says there's a process for clamping down on people who are unresponsive.
We may issue a written notice of violation. We could go the route of issuing a nuisance abatement order. Ultimately, we end up, as it progresses, you end up looking at sort of civil penalties working through the court system.
The borough is already running a successful old stove and boiler removal, repair, or replacement program. Edwards says state and local government also plan to broaden the air quality focus to clamp down on other sources like motor vehicles and power plants. The Environmental Protection Agency requires a Fairbanks fine particulate pollution compliance plan by December 2012.